Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. A greeting to those who are with us in their homes. It's always an honor for us, for you, to join us as we believe we join the angels and saints in the eternal worship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Face to face with love forever, Gloria, will angels cry. Glory, will our hearts reply. I hope that stirs something in you about what we do here, what we will do eternally, where we find our destiny in giving God, who is love, whom we will see face to face, honor and praise. It is a holy task, and to prepare ourselves to enter into these mysteries, we begin as we always do by asking God's help to examine our conscience, to acknowledge our sins, so that we might fly to the throne of grace to be purified and find the mercy and help we need. Father, you call us to love you with our whole heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you call us to love one another utterly to the end as you loved us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, set our hearts on fire with love. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, take away our sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. You alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. I, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Father, let the gift of your life continue to grow in us, drawing us from death to faith, hope, and love. Keep us alive in Christ Jesus. Keep us watchful in prayer and true to his teaching till your glory is revealed in us. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them, but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble. And none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord, our justice. The word of the Lord.
Quiet waters, he refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. valleys, he remains at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Anointed with chrism, my cup overflows, and in his own dwelling I will live all my years. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
A reading from the letter of Saint Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. people saw them leaving, and many came to know about it, they hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First reading predicts that a good shepherd would come. Jesus was the fulfillment of that prophecy. Our gospel reading says, when Jesus saw vast crowds. Now remember, they were trying to get away. They needed a break. They were working hard. So when they got to the place that they were going to take a break at, everybody had already gotten there. When Jesus saw the vast crowds, not what he was expecting, his heart was moved with pity for them. For they were like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without a shepherd are in great danger. Sheep are not exceedingly bright animals. A sheep without a shepherd is vulnerable to predators, wolves and such. Sheep without a shepherd will wander off and get lost. They'll get stuck in a thicket. They won't know how to get back. Sheep without a shepherd will not know where to find food and water. That is where the shepherd leads them. Jesus saw the people around him to be like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus was talking not about sheep now, about people. People were like these sheep, vulnerable to predators, wandering off, not knowing where to find food and drink. Jesus was talking about us, how we are without the shepherd. How can we be the sheep that follow the shepherd? How can we be like sheep? How can we be like disciples that follow the shepherd? We can listen to what Jesus at the beginning of the passage says to his disciples. Come away by yourselves, he says. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place, not a place that's frantic with activity. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Why did Jesus say this to them? They had just come back from a missionary journey. They actually came back with a great deal of joy because Jesus had sent them out, told them to heal the sick, and that's what they did. They were experiencing his power healing the people in the area. But ministry is tiring. It says that so many people were coming and going that they didn't have time to eat. Do you know what that's like? I actually sometimes don't have time to eat. I eat more in my car sometimes going from one thing to another than I will tell you about. Sometimes I come into the office after Mass thinking that I'll just check a few things and then go back to the rectory for breakfast, and I look at my watch and it's 1 o'clock. Where did the time go? I'm sure many of you are in similar circumstances, not having time to eat. Isn't it ironic that Jesus' remedy to not having enough time is to take time to come away and rest a while? What does that mean for you? If you want to be a sheep, a disciple that follows the Good Shepherd, in the words of our psalm, into wonderful places, into verdant pastures, what does it mean for you to come away and rest a while? To a deserted place. Because we need that quiet, that silence, that falling away of other things to put first things first. How can we be disciples that follow the shepherd? We need to trust more in God's will than in our own will. And that's hard. Do you believe that God has something better for you? That God will give you something better than you could even give yourself, even if you could have anything you wanted. Where does the Good Shepherd want to lead you? What issues do you have in going there? You need to ask the Lord to trust Him. Trust Him that His will is better than ours, and then seek to choose it and leave ours behind. How can we be disciples that follow the Good Shepherd? We need to recognize the voice of the Shepherd. Jesus says, "My sheep recognize my voice." In the midst of the busyness of life, in the midst of all these expert opinions, can you discern the voice of Jesus leading you? We discern the voice of Jesus in the Bible. We hear it here every week. It's one of the reasons we come. We discern the voice of Jesus as He teaches authoritatively through His church. Do you know it? Seek it out when you need it. We can recognize the voice of the shepherd as we seek the good counsel of the wise people around us, not always trusting our own judgment. But can we also just discern the voice of Jesus Himself speaking to us? It's going to be all good. It's not going to be spectacular. He's not going to say, "Sell your house, become a missionary to Paraguay, move to Toledo." But He will be speaking to you that He's with you. He will speak to you that He knows what you're going through, that He wants to bless you. He wants you to trust Him. And you might know these things in your head, but hearing it from Jesus Himself brings power to accomplish its purpose. Sheep, disciples who follow the shepherd, recognize His voice and then go where He leads. This dynamic of sheep without a shepherd and disciples becoming followers of the Good Shepherd, I see lived out in the life of Saint Augustine. He was like a sheep without a shepherd. And he became a disciple that followed the shepherd closely. He's an example of what the second reading describes as one who was far off, but was brought near. One of his most famous quotes is to say, "Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you." You recall the story of his life? He was a very famous teacher, a leading intellectual of his time, but no Christian. He followed a number of other religions. His mother was a Christian and prayed for him for a long time. He had a mistress for 10 or 15 years. He had a middle school-aged son. He liked all that. In the midst of his struggles of conversion, he said to the Lord, "Lord, give me chastity, but not yet." He struggled with real stuff. But he found his heart was restless in the midst of everything else. His heart was restless until it rested in him, rested in Jesus. That's a sheep who's following the shepherd. In one of his most famous and beautiful passages, he says, "Late have I loved you." Late 20s, early 30s, I think. But he struggled for a long time. "Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were with me." This was an example of a rebellious sinner. "You were with me, but I was outside. And it was outside that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things that you have created. All good things, even misused, come from the Lord. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. Yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me, I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you, now I hunger and thirst for more of you. You touched me, and I burned for your peace." These words of Augustine were used by a friend of mine to write a song. We've sung it before, Prayer of St. Augustine. I think the song is a meditation on being a disciple that follows the shepherd. It comes from the heart of one who at one point was a sheep who didn't have a shepherd. I pray that as we sing this, it might be your prayer too. Sing it with faith, that your experience might be Saint Augustine's. Please stand and let us sing Prayer of Saint Augustine. It's in this book in your pews. I'd like everybody to have one. If you don't have one, raise your hand, and ushers or those around you will get everybody a copy of this. I think we have plenty of copies. Like everybody to have when it's a beautiful prayer of how good God can be and what it's like to be found.
The song is on page 28.
My
which is restlessly and finds no rest till it rests in thee. O seeker, you sought for me, your love has found me, I am taken by thee. I sought this world and chased its minor things, yet were these not in you, they would not have been.